into some things from God's Word. We're going to pray here pretty quickly in the service. I was just reading over the weekend three times here in Psalms 42 and 43. 42 verse 5, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul?" What's wrong with you, soul? Come on, soul, get with it. "Why art thou quieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Oh, my God." Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. Then over in the latter part of that 42nd Psalm, verse 11, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God." And then in Psalms 43 and 5, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul?" It seems like we're hearing something here over and over again. "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God." Praise be unto the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hey, Barry and Sherry, come up here just a minute. Could you come up here just for a moment tonight? I want to ask you a question. Praise the Lord. Yeah, both of you. That's right. Amen. Praise God. I just come up here. I just kind of wonder, why do you guys, what do you get so fired up about winning souls? What's the deal with you? Are you super saints or special Christians, or did you drink a 5-hour Holy Ghost energy drink of some kind? Or that helps, but that's not it. Well, who should answer me first?
Well, the main thing is that's what we're supposed to do. I mean, when just like you were saying this morning, and it's just like Acts 1:8, when the Holy Ghost has come upon us, we shall be witnesses. We get that power not to keep for ourselves, but it's to give out to others and to tell others. That's why we get that gift. Exactly. That gift isn't just in speaking in tongues, just like you were saying. There's more to it. There's a whole lot more to it. That's why he gives that to us, so that we'll get out there and we'll tell people he loves them. They're not going to die and go to hell because he died for them so that they don't have to do that.
Well, let me ask you a question. How depressed do you get when you're out trying to win souls? I mean, do you really feel like I need to check into the hospital, maybe in the psychic ward? Or how depressed do you get?
Well, you usually smile from ear to ear after you pray with somebody and you see their countenance completely change. You see the tears that come in their eyes. There's nothing greater, because that's greater than seeing somebody get healed right here of cancer or of something else, because their soul's been healed. They're not going to die. They're not going to burn in hell. They're going to live forever. That's just like that song we were singing, 10,000. Yeah. If you begin to think about that, 10,000 years, wow. If we live to be 100 years, that's 1,000 lifetimes. We'll be praising him, and we won't even notice it, and then it's forevermore. I mean, that's the gift that God has told us to give people when he gives us the Holy Spirit.
Now, I just love folks like you hanging out at Calvary. I mean, praise God. I know things are headed in the right direction when I see X number of people just all fired up out the way. Well, Sherry, what about yourself? Why do you get all in?
Well, I get all excited because Jesus did it for me. Somebody came across my path one day at work, and she began to tell me about Jesus. And you know what? I didn't want that woman around me. I thought, get away from me. But you know what? One day I woke up, and the Holy Spirit drew me. He said, go to church. And I thought, I don't know where to go to church. And the Holy Spirit said, go to your grandma's church. Uh-huh. And she's a full Holy Ghost woman. She was full of the Holy Ghost. And I know she'd been praying for me. Uh-huh. I went to church that day. I got saved. And I got set free from all the destruction that the devil tried to put upon me. And you know, from that day until this day, I have not wanted to keep this within me. I want to tell everybody. I tell people on the job, and they'd get mad at me, but that's okay. You know what? When trouble came in their way, who'd they come to? Sherry, because she had the answer. She knew how to pray and get them out of that problem. But you know what? God is so good. When we go out on the street, you know what? People's lives are changed. Yeah. You know, it's just because we've been obedient to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every living creature. Some of them look like creatures, but that's okay. We all look like creatures a little bit sometimes. But you know what? God is so good. He's so good. He's so powerful. And you know what? The Holy Ghost. There's nothing like the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, you get fired up every time you go, and it's changed me so much. I used to be a very quiet person, believe it or not. Didn't get too excited, you know. Was kind of timid and shy. But you know what? That first person that I led to the Lord, I haven't stopped since then. I'm on fire for God. And I can't wait to get to the next person to tell them about Jesus Christ, because he can change your life forevermore.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Your cup's just running over, girl. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Has it enriched your life? I think you understand what I'm saying. Does it increase the quality, the blessing, the help, the mental state, the emotion? What does soul winning do for you?
Well, I'm telling you, I don't get depressed or sad, because the joy of the Lord's in my heart and in my life. Every time I see somebody else get saved and set free, it just makes it get stronger and stronger within me to want to do this and go out and tell somebody else. But you know what? It's changed my marriage.
Yeah.
It's changed my marriage.
Yeah.
It'll change your life.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't tell you what all it'll do, because you'll have to try it sometime. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The Lord's good. He's been good, Pastor. He has. He's been good. I don't know what else.
You got any Mary Lee stories tonight?
Well, do you have about an hour?
2 hours. Yeah. 1 or 2 that really.
Well, I know my grandma, when I got saved, it was, I think she was shocked. Because I came in that day that the Lord told me to go to church, to her church, and I sat down beside her, and she looked at me like, who is this person? But you know what? That touched her heart. That caused her to go on and live for God, even though she'd lived for God for many years. And she saw what God was doing in my heart, in my life, and how he had changed me. And God answered her prayer. She'd been praying for her kids and her grandkids. And you know what? That's why I trained my kids up in the ways of the Lord. I told the God when I had kids, I said, I'm going to train them up in the way of the Lord. And every time the church door was open, they were in church. And there was times I didn't feel like going. And you know what my kids would do? They'd sit on the floor and cry and say, Mama, we want to go to church. And I thought, how can I not take them to church? How can I not teach them the ways of the Lord? And you know what? Today they're serving God, and their kids are taking their kids to church. My oldest granddaughter's 9 years old, and she's been saved. She's been born again. And when they were in Korea, hallelujah, she got baptized in water. She wanted to get baptized in water. She was saved, and she'd go to school and take her Bible with her. She's 9 years old. She'd take her Bible at lunchtime, or when it's, you know, break time, they would go. She'd go sit on the corner there, and with her Bible, and she'd open it up and read it, and she'd have her friends come with her, and she'd read it to them. But you know what? She's on fire, and I believe one day God's called her to do exactly what we're doing today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So it pays to raise your kids in church. Amen.
Say that again.
It pays to raise your kids in church.
Amen.
You don't mess them up and warm them around.
No. I mean, you know what? They may stray a little bit, but because you raised them in church, they'll be coming back. Amen. Hallelujah.
Right. Woo! So literally, I think both of you, soul winning has changed your life.
Yes.
It's changed your marriage. It's changed you personally. Soul winning has just... Where do you start and where do you stop? Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Sheila Bobakata. I just want you to pray right there standing where you're standing, that a spirit of soul winning will just sweep through our church.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I just thank you, Father. You said that where two or three agree on earth is touching anything, it would be done, Father God. I pray that the soul, winning spirit would begin to fall on this congregation, Lord, and they'll never be the same again, Father God. Lord, I just thank you that you're going to call people from the north and the south and the east and the west. They're going to come and say, I want what y'all have got. And Lord, they're going to go out and they're going to bring many more into the house of God. Lord, I thank you because the Holy Ghost is going forth right now. Yes. In Jesus' name, it's changing hearts. It's setting people free, Father God. Lord, it's setting the captive free today. Lord, you already have hearts prepared out there for us, Father. Lord, I just thank you that you begin to draw them by your Spirit the same way you drew us into this place, Father. Begin to draw them in here, Lord. And Lord, I just thank you because you're a great and mighty God. There's nothing impossible with you, Father God. Lord, I've seen you do many things. I've seen you heal my husband, Lord. You've healed many in this place. Lord, I just thank you, God, that you're going to move by your Spirit, by your power, Father. It's by your Spirit and by your power, Lord, that you're going to move upon your people. Lord, let the power of God begin to fall on this place. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, I thank you because you're great and mighty, God. Lord, we thank you for the miracles that are about to take place in this place. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Lord, I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord. I worship you today, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, let's give them a hand clap of blessing. Hallelujah. Praise be unto the Lord. Soul winning has literally changed your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise be unto God. And I'm telling you, there's a noise going on in heaven tonight because grandmother is, you know, I believe things. I just have a little private, I may be completely wrong, but I believe if they want to, they can see the good, but they can't see the bad. They've been through enough, you know, on earth, but I believe God lets them have a glimpse of what's going on earth and see their prayers answered and see things that are happening in their family. And I'll tell you, her grandmother was a fireball. My Lord have mercy. She touched, I couldn't tell you how many lives. She was just one of those special people of God. And now I look at you and see what God's done. And hallelujah. I love talk about you. I love talk about you. And I get two more when I get away from here because I can't tell you that all the time. Amen. Praise the Lord. I love real stories, and that's a real, real New Testament story. You know, one of the things that God's just dropped into my heart in such a powerful way, and that is the power of prayer. I'm a church kid. I've grown up in church. I can tell you about all the colors of gum under altars and pretty good tasting when mother wasn't looking. You know, she's praying. I was a little kid under the altar. You know, just keep working at it until you got one of those old pieces of bubble gum or gum off the bottom of the altar and just go to town on it, man. There's times. I mean, I'd have me a mouthful of it. It was just awesome. But I've been raised in and around a church, and I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. In fact, Mother cut it a lot closer for me than she did for my other two brothers, to be honest with you. But I'm telling you, I thank God tonight that things that I thought were going to ruin me, I thought were going to hurt me when I was in school, you know, it looked like all the kids were having... You know, the spirit of the world really tried to come over me. I mean, I could have been a class A victim because I've always liked life and liked to be where the life is, and it wasn't always where the right was. You understand what I'm saying? And sometimes I thought, man, I've been left out on life. Church has ruined my life. Mother's prayers ruined my life. Dear God, you know, what in the world? What about all this, Lord? But I'll tell you, I wouldn't take $10 million, $1 trillion tonight for the prayers that have been prayed and the tears that have been shed and the times that I came to church when I didn't feel like it. I didn't want to. I mean, you know, kids go through a lot of different stages. And there were times Mother would always have to sit up either on the first or second pew there. Man, just sure she'd be praising the Lord. I'd be at the back of the church. I mean, I could make it under those pews. When I was small enough to do it, and then she'd catch me, and then she'd have to pray through. Well, anyway, praise God, moving right on. What I'm trying to say is thank God I was raised around the things of God. Now, you know, God will take you wherever you are. Some of you got here just in time, and some of you, God help us that we're not further down the road because of what we've been exposed to. Amen. But oh, I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. We worked with Joy's dad for, as you know, we've been pastoring 50 years, and then we spent a little over 8 years between two different churches as associates. And I tell you, Joy's dad was a fanatic. See, my God's always parachuted me in the middle of fanatics, you know. And I mean, church was the most important thing in our life. They lived right across the street from the church, so they weren't far from where the action was. And I just think of time after time, and I thought, well, you know, he could settle down a little bit, slow down a little bit. And I had friends from Bible college, and they all wanted to do their thing. And even some other were in the ministry, but they needed a good whipping. You know, it's just, I'm going to tell you, if you're going to do something for God, you got to get your act together. You got to settle down. You got to commit yourself and decide what you're going to do and go for it like your britches are on fire. I'm telling you. I mean, go for it. Go for it. Give God your best. That's the way the things of God work. They don't work on a casual acquaintance basis. The more passionate you get toward God, the more passionate God gets toward you. Amen. Draw nigh unto God, and you say, prove that. The word said, draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. You know, as you look into your Bible, if you were interested in that, you know, in Genesis, the first prayer, There men begin to pray. Praise God. There men begin to pray. Men begin to call on the name of the Lord. Can you say amen? I believe it's the fourth chapter. I had it marked and dropped my Bible off the piano here a minute ago. But I believe it's about the fourth chapter of Genesis where there men begin to pray. It's the very first recorded prayer of men. There it is. It's chapter 4, verse 26. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. You know, you go through your Bible and you see chapters like 2 Chronicles 7:14. You know it as, most of you know it as well as I do. But if my people, which are called by my name, the word of God said, if they'll humble themselves, if they will humble themselves, my people called by my name, if they will humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, God said, I'll heal them. I'll change them. I'll heal their land. Folks, our nation needs healing tonight. And I don't mean to be unkind, but I believe people that are here tonight understand what I'm talking about. Our president doesn't have a clue of what's going on in the world in this ISIS situation. He does not have a clue. And there's some pretty good reasons why he may not have a clue. But I'm telling you, somebody's got to get a hold of, as the old saying was, the horns of the altar. Someone's got to start praying about what's going on in our world. Someone's got to start praying about this Muslim thing. Somebody's got to start praying. Someone's got to start praying about the ISIS thing. As yet in my generation, in my time, we've never faced something just like the world is facing with this ISIS thing. Never have. I'll let you correct me later on if I'm wrong, but I don't believe I'm wrong. Praise God. If my people, which are called by my name, he didn't say if the mafia, he didn't say if the world, he didn't say if Hollywood, he didn't say if Wall Street. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. Prayer is a humbling thing. Prayer is a humbling thing. You humble yourself and say, God, I don't have the answer, but you do. Humble themselves and pray. You humble yourself, but then you pray. And when they had prayed, remember in Acts 4, we've been emphasizing, and pray. And it goes beyond prayer. And seek my face. Well, I believe the word. I believe the word too. Well, I quote the word. I quote the word too. Well, I confess the word. You confess the word. It's all of it, folks. It's all of it. Listen to Pastor Bob Nichols. It's all of it. I mean, there's some people say, well, I just mumble the word, or I just pray the word, or I just meditate the word. And then some of us have seen those, all they do is holler the word. They don't mix faith with it. But it's all of it. You pray to the Father in the name of Jesus, in faith, believing according to the word of God, and mean it with all your heart, and God hears and answers prayer. God hears and answers prayer, and seek my face, and turn from their evil ways, their wicked ways. Turn from their wicked ways. You know, oh my, you say, well, what about that? We all are tempted. Now you're so quiet on me. We all are tempted. That's why in the 6th chapter of Matthew, he said, lead us not into temptation. Lord, don't let us be led into something that would be beyond our response at that point. Deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil thoughts. Protect us, guide us. I'll tell you, there's several times every week I say, in the name of Jesus, I command that. That will not go to my memory bank. That thought will not find residence in my mind or in my thinking. I'm not going to think that way. I'm going to think about what God says. Amen. Turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven. You say, well, I've never had a temptation. Baptist professor out of Southwestern Baptist Seminary, he said, the man that tells me he's never had a temptation, he's got other problems too. But anyway, moving right on. Then will I hear from heaven. I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Oh, dear God, heal our land. Oh, say it with me 7 times. Oh, God, heal our land. 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 2 more times. Oh, God, heal our land. Oh, God, heal our land. Oh, yes. And now mine eyes shall be open and my ears attend unto the prayer, oh, that is made in this place. He said in Jeremiah 33:3, call upon me and I will answer you and I will show you great and mighty things. Folks, really what I'm just after tonight is becoming more God-minded. It was said this morning, Dan really touched Mark when he was talking about putting God first, putting God first, putting God first, putting God first, putting God first. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. Seeking God first. Hallelujah. Call upon me and I will answer you and I will show you great and mighty things is what God promised us. And then I just can't get away from it. I'm just swimming in the book of Acts during these days where the word of God said, and when they had prayed, and when they had prayed, in Acts 4, when they had prayed, oh, when they had prayed in verse 31, when they had prayed, first of all, they prayed. Then the Bible said what happened when they prayed. The Bible said the place was shaken. It's time to shake circumstances in your life and circumstances in our life and circumstances in the entire church. Amen. Hallelujah. Was shaken where they were assembled together and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Do you realize there's a lot better chance of everybody in this audience tonight being filled with the Holy Ghost than it was this morning, because we had some shoppers this morning. Thank God, we need shoppers. We need people coming. But do you realize, I believe there's more people here. You come to church on Sunday night or Wednesday night, you're hungry for something. Unless somebody twisted your ear real hard, you're here because the Spirit of God brought you here. There's a good chance tonight we could come very close to all of us being filled and refilled with the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to say that one more time. There's a real good chance tonight, a better chance even than there would be on Sunday morning, because of the quality and the hunger and the desire of people here. There's a good opportunity for us to be filled and refilled with the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Oh, the Word of God said, and I love this, and they prayed. And they prayed, Lord, stretch forth your hand to heal. There was healing, signs and wonders. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled, all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word of God with boldness. They weren't timid about it. The world's not timid in the next table where you're sitting saying GD. The world's not timid when they say the word S. They're not timid. They're not timid. I've turned around more than once. It's a wonder I haven't gotten into more ruckuses than I have. Amen. I have a right to open my mouth too. Amen. Praise God. Oh, praise God. The world's not quiet about profanity. The world's not quiet about saying things that are off color. The world's not quiet about what they do. We need to get our mouth open, and what the world needs is Jesus and the multitude of them that believed. And here it is in verse 32. And Calvary Cathedral International is headed for this. I prophesy, I say it, I declare it for a decree in the name of Jesus, and the multitude of those that attend Calvary Cathedral International and believed are of one heart and one soul. Neither said any of them that all of the things which he possessed, your little children said, mine, 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 mine. All was his own. But they had all things common. That's not communism. That's not socialism. That's just the love of God in action. You hungry? I got enough food for me, so let me help feed you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Is there anything I can do to make a difference in your life? And with great power, not great timidity, but with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace. Oh, you talk about grace? Great grace was upon them all. Hallelujah. Oh, praise be unto God. And of course, I know in chapter 5, Ananias and Sapphira came along. Took 5 chapters for a lie to get its shoes on. Took 5 chapters for a lie to get its shoes on. And I said this morning, and I say it humbly, I say it quietly, but I feel it in my bones according to Isaiah 41. Boy, if there ever was a time, don't touch the ark. If there ever was a time, keep your spirit right. If there ever was a time, do the right thing. Watch what you say. It makes a difference. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's talk Jesus. Think Jesus. Oh, let's flow with Jesus. But I was very well acquainted with 2 situations. One up in Canada. It was. In fact, I had a frank conversation with God. I said, God, how can that kind of thing go on? I've never, up until then, I'd never seen anyone that mean when they left a church and just go off and just yakety, yakety, yak. And the things that were being said were just so ungodly, and there wasn't a thing you could do about it. Well, he was shoveling snow and dropped dead. You said, that's terrible. That's legalism. No, that's not legalism. That's the fear of God. We need to wake up, folks. Our words are important. What we do is important. Where we go is important. Our example is important. It's important that we do what God called us to do. Right here in the United States, one of our preacher sons, same thing happened in his church. It was equal to the other situation that I was talking about up in Canada. Everything in the world was tried to make peace and to calm things down and come let us reason together. And they were just bent and bound on destroying everything. And I'm telling you, just total of the doctors were bumfounded. No reason for it, just dropped dead. We're going to see some more Ananias and Sapphira as the coming of the Lord is approaching. I know that's a sobering thought. Something's got to stem the turn of unrighteousness. Something's got to get people's attention. Something's got to tell church people you need to tell the truth. Something's got to touch church people. Don't touch God's ark. Amen. You may not understand it, but don't touch it. You may not understand God's man, but leave him alone. Just pray for him. Amen. God knows how to take care of those things. But I'll tell you the thing that happened. You say, boy, if something like that happened, I mean, if 2 people came forward in this church, I mean, we'd never live over it. Oh, yes, we would. We're liable to have 5,000 more people come in and give their hearts and lives to Jesus Christ because the fear of God would settle in. The Bible said they grew. I mean, the church didn't diminish. The church grew. Didn't hurt the church. Didn't stop the church. Didn't put the church back. It jettisoned the church forward. Come here, Dan. What difference does prayer make? Come here. Lord, God.
Prayer makes all the difference because without him, we are nothing. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves, the Bible says. And prayer takes pride out of the equation because so many times, as Pastor said, you got to humble yourself before the Lord, and prayer humbles us. In fact, prayer is generally in a posture of head bowed, eyes closed, out of humility. The Bible says to quench not the Spirit. I just want to share this scripture here real quick. As Pastor was speaking, I believe this is a word from the Lord for us tonight. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 28. It says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. So we've got to watch our words and look at verse 30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. So we don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit, because I just sense right now the Holy Spirit just settling in. Hallelujah. Kevin, would you mind coming up and just playing for a moment? Because I sense the Holy Spirit is moving in. He says, grieve not the Holy Spirit. How do we do that? By speaking what we're supposed to speak. Verse 31, let all bitterness. You need to let go of any bitterness in your heart tonight. Before you come to the Lord, let any bitterness go. Let all wrath and anger and clamor. That's loud quarreling. Evil speaking. Again, be careful who you speak evil of. Even people who have done evil to you. The Bible says don't return evil for evil. And so, put away evil speaking. Put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as Christ, as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. That's Ephesians 5. But notice it says, grieve not the Holy Spirit, because those things grieve the Holy Spirit. Praise God. God's removed some of that from us. And what Pastor's talking about, this group here tonight, that you're hungry for God. You're speaking good of your neighbor. All bitterness is gone. All malice is gone. But look again here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And let's look here in verse 11. Wherefore comfort yourselves together. Edify one another, even as also ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord. Recognize them and admonish them. And esteem them very highly in love. For their work's sake, be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly. That's what Pastor's saying. He's sending out a warning for anybody that would be unruly. Comfort the feeble-minded. Support the weak. Be patient toward all men. Thank God God is patient toward us. We need to be patient toward all men, toward each other. See that none render evil for evil unto any man. But ever follow that which is good in both among yourselves and to all men. Again, all men, any man. I don't care who they are. I don't care what they've done. You know, it's only the love of Jesus inside of us that can cause us to do that. It's supernatural. When a man like Jesus can be on the cross, and he'll say, Father, forgive them because they know not what they do. You can only do that supernaturally. When someone like Paul, who was killing Christians, going after them wholeheartedly, in his day and age, we would have considered him a terrorist, persecuting Christians, going after them. And yet, Jesus knocked him off his high horse and humbled him. And the body of Christ had to accept him and love him. And God converted him. And I'm telling you, the love of God is the answer. And through prayer. And there was a man, Ananias, who had to come and pray for Paul. And we need to pray for those terrorists. We need to pray that God would touch their hearts, touch their souls. Lord, we just pray, God. Lord, for anyone who has done evil against us, even in the past, there may be things somebody did to you a long time ago, and you need to let that bitterness go and stop quenching the Spirit in your life. And verse 16 says, rejoice evermore. Verse 17, pray without ceasing. And in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit. Again, quench not the Spirit. but in everything. The Bible says, be anxious about nothing. Don't worry about anything, but in everything, give in prayer and supplications with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. And so God has an answer for everything you need tonight. But first, we got to get away any evil speaking, any quarreling, any bickering, any bitterness, any anger. The Bible says, be angry and sin not. And let not the sun go down on your wrath. Because when you don't, when you harbor things in your heart, that's whenever the spirit gets quenched and grieved. And that's whenever it stops the flow of the Holy Ghost in your life. It's blockage that needs to be removed. Hallelujah. We're just going to pray in the Holy Ghost here for a moment. The Bible says when you don't know what to pray, just pray in the Holy Ghost. I wonder if there are people who would like to just come up here and kneel at the altar and just pray in the Holy Ghost for a little bit. Just come on up and just gather around the altar here and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Because the Spirit of God is moving right now. Let Him speak to your heart. He's going to tell you things. Gerard, hallelujah. I believe you can obey and flow in the Holy Ghost at the same time. I want you to pray for families right now. Come up here. I want you to pray for families. Because I sense that God is doing a work right now in people's families, in brothers, sisters, mothers, daughters, husbands, wives. Hallelujah. Just pray for the families.
Break us apart and to divide us. Because pain and sorrow, Father. Lord, that you would pour out your love in our hearts, Father. By the Holy Spirit, that you will help us to forgive, to forget, to release, to let go, Father. Pour out your balm in our hearts, Father. Do a work in our hearts, oh God. Heal your people, oh God. Restore, Father. Restore, Father. Restore. Restore. Restore, Father. Touch us with your love. Touch us with your love. Touch us with your love. Pour out your love in our hearts, Father. Pour out your love in our hearts. Heal our hearts, Father. Heal us, oh God. Heal our hearts. Heal families that are broken, Father. Heal every wound and every hurt, Father. Heal every heart, Father. Turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children back to their fathers, Lord. Do a work, oh God. Do a work, Lord. Do a work in our hearts, Father. Lord, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory, Lord. Lord, you love us so much, Lord. Teach us how to love with your love, Father. Teach us how to forgive like you forgive, Lord. Teach us, oh God. Teach us, Holy Spirit. Lord, we cry out to you. We ask it, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father. In the name of Jesus, you will touch your people. Lord, teach us. Show us how much you love us, Father. How great a love you have for us, Father. Give us hearts to understand how much you love us, Father, so we can share that love with those that you have put around us, Father. Teach us, Lord. Teach us, Lord. Teach us, Holy Father. Teach us, Father. Teach us, Lord. Teach us, Holy Spirit. Lord, we bow before you, Lord. May give us willing hearts, Father, to forgive, to let go. For our hearts and our hearts to be wide open, Lord. Teach us, Father. Give us your heart, Father. Give us your heart.
Who just senses the love of God right now in a strong way, in a powerful way? You just sense the love of God right now welling up in your heart. Who is that? You just say, I sense that anointing and that compassion. You're sensing a compassion right now in your heart. Just lift your hand, wave at me if that's you. You say, hey, I sense a compassion in my heart. Something in my heart. Miss Betsy Dent, come up here. Hallelujah. There's a certain terrorist. His name is, I believe they call him Jihadi John. Is that right? Can somebody confirm that? He's the one that's been doing a lot of the beheadings and things. A certain one who's notorious. We're going to pray for him tonight. I know people have spoken, and I've heard people speak evil, and it's got to be stopped. But Miss Betsy, I want you to come and pray as that compassion is in your heart. I want you to be moved with compassion, and I want you to pray for this man with the love of God that's in your heart.
In your heart, God, when you saw your son on the cross, there must have been anguish when he cried out to you in the garden and said, not my will, but yours, Father. And when he hung on the cross and said, have you forgotten me, God? Have you forgotten me? And then at the end, he said, forgive them, Father. They don't know what they've done. Forgive them, Father. They don't know. I don't think that those people who are coming against Christians now in the world, and I don't think they have any spiritual sight. If they had that, just let's pray. Let's just say, God, forgive them, God. Forgive them. Forgive them, God, because they don't know you. They don't know what they're doing, but it's wrong. God, just touch them with your love, like you're touching us tonight. Touch them with your love, like you show them. Show them who you are, God. Show them like you show us. God, we pray for those. We pray for those people who hate us. They hate us. But we love them. We don't have any other option. That is what the Word of God says to do. Just do what the Word of God says to do. Just stay on it. Stay on that word. Love those who hate you. Pray for them. Forgive them. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Jesus. You know, I can't help but believe this. Somebody was praying for Paul. Then Saul, at that time he was Saul, somebody was praying for him. Possibly even those who he had killed or imprisoned were praying for him. God used him to write 2/3 of the New Testament. Become one of the greatest leaders. That's how God works. That's how God works. He's a supernatural God. Hallelujah. What I want us to do now is just lay a hand on somebody next to you and just start to pray for them. Let's just share the love of God and pray a blessing over somebody next to you. If it's somebody you know or don't know, if it's a family member, that's wonderful. Lay hands on them. Just start to pray over them. Pray for blessing. Pray for an increase of anointing. Lord, we just pray for every person here, God. I thank you for using us, God, to spread your love, God, your unity, that we speak good of each other. Thank you, Jesus, that we esteem and honor each other, that we know those that labor among us and recognize them. Ko ramama mongo siti kiasi, ho ramama nangasi, bobo ramama mongo si. I pray a blessing on you. I pray a blessing on you tonight. Ki ramama mongo siti kiasi tiki ase, ho ramama mongo si. I speak blessing on you. Oh, I speak prosperity over you. Ki ramama mongo si. You have the mind of Christ. You are healed by the stripes of Jesus. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You are well able to do what God said you can do. You can have what God says you can have. His best is truly yours. We speak blessing over you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I pray for Pastor right now. God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for strength, for life. God, I thank you for wisdom, God. I thank you, he increases every day, God. He's increasing more and more in favor with God and with man. I thank you, Lord, for your hand upon his life. I thank you, God, for all you've done. I thank you, Lord, the best is yet to come for him. God, I thank you that your best is truly yet to come. God, we just thank you for a spirit of peace in his home. I thank you, God, for that any tongue that rises against him in judgment, God, you will condemn and show to be in the wrong, Father God. That you're at work for him on his behalf. Lord, that he doesn't have to fight his own battle, God, but that you fight for him. That the Lord will fight for you, Pastor Bob Nichols. And the Lord has made your name great. It is God who has done this. It is not you yourself. And because of that, God can do that. Because you haven't touched the ark. Hallelujah. The Lord says his power is available for you. He said the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man makes much power available. So there is much power available for you as you are effectually and fervently and righteously praying. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is at work for you. Oh, Rabangasi, He can go where you can't go. He can touch those that you can't touch. Oh, Ramanga, He can even go into the minds and the hearts of men. And He can turn it any way that He wants to. And He's turning things in your favor. He's turning things toward you. God is setting up for you divine appointments and divine connections. God is turning things. He's rearranging things for you. Hallelujah. God is networking for you. Oh, Ramangosi Tikiasi. Oh, Ramangosa Tangasi Tikiasi. Oh, the world can't buy this kind of PR, this kind of public relations. Oh, that the Lord has worked for you. Oh, Ramangosi Tiki Shindo Gosotoko. Bo Ramamanga Sitikiase. Oh, Raboshtiki Sia Ramamangase. Oh, Rabamamangosi Tikiase. Oh, Ramamangosi. And I'll say the same for you. Hallelujah. Because what happens to the head and what comes upon the head comes upon the rest, comes upon the whole body. As the anointing, how blessed, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's like the oil, even the oil that ran down Moses' head and from his beard, even to the bottom of his feet, over the whole body. The whole body is anointed. This whole body is anointed. In this atmosphere, the whole spirit, the whole body is anointed by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you because He has anointed you to preach the gospel. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, just take a deep breath and just receive it right now. Just take it down. Just say, Lord, I receive that right now. I receive that. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Rabba Baba Mangasi, Baba Mama Mongoshi, Diba Baba Mama Shatakasi, Dabashi, Oh, Rabba Mangoshi, Tikiasi, Oh, Rabba Baba Mama Goshi, Takasi, Tikishi, Oh, Rabba Mama. We've been praying about harvest. We've been reaping the harvest. We've been going out. I just hear the Lord saying tonight that there's a harvest of miracles that are coming for you. That there are harvests of things you've been believing God for many years that are going to be popping like popcorn around here. Things in your heart that you've just had kind of on a back burner, God's bringing them to the front. Dreams are coming true. Things that you may have even given up on or thought there's no way that could happen, God's saying, here it is. I'm bringing it to you. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabba Goshtikasi. Things that people have said for many years, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. It's here. It's here. It's now. Just receive it right now by faith. Just say, hey, it's mine. I've received that tonight. And watch it manifest. The manifestation is coming. You may have received it a long time ago by faith, but the manifestation is coming. Oh, Rabba Baba Mangasi Tikishi, Rabba Baba Rabashi Tiki Raboso. Oh, go Rabba Baba Mangasi Tikishi. David, you have anything in your heart? Hallelujah. Anything you want to pray out? Hallelujah. Just pray it out.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rabba Lama Lama Dara Masankama Lama Dara Dara. Everybody just pray in tongues for 60 to 90 seconds. Just open your mouth, lift your voice, and pray in the Spirit right now.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, somebody, just stir it up real quick. Stir it up right now for a few seconds, for a few minutes. Just stir up your inner man. Pray in the spirit. Pray in tongues right now. Just turn it up a notch. Roman Castle Rebecca Calabrinisha Camaranaramarinization Calabrandreasa Roman Cosaca Malambrinine Mancamaramang Ramosun Camalambrinidangaramarinidea Roma Sankamalambrangaramosan Camalambrandidea Roma Mosukabrea Lambranca Celerinine Maramama Mancarabrinidea Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, just don't turn there, but just keep praying, but listen to me. Paul says that we pray the hidden mysteries, the hidden wisdom of God in a mystery, which things we also speak by the Spirit of God. You know, you can deliberately, as the Holy Ghost moves on you, and when Pastor leads us in prayer, when Dan leads us in prayer, you can begin to pray in tongues, and you can deliberately begin to pray out the mysteries of God. And that's what the Holy Ghost has quickened in me when I got up here. Just the second I got up here was that just for a few minutes, we just need to pray in the Spirit and pray in tongues so that you will begin to hear the mysteries of God be revealed for your life and for this church. Hallelujah. Come on, say hallelujah here tonight so that you can hear, so that you'll hear the mysteries and know. The Lord will tell you that you need to pray in the power tower. The Lord will tell you that you need to go out on Tuesdays with the soul winning or something with your family. But there are mysteries, things that God has, marching orders that the Holy Ghost has for every single one of you. And you can pray that out in the Spirit and on purpose. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 13 says, "Wherefore let him that speaks in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. Wherefore let he that speaks in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret." You can pray with the intent of interpreting your tongues. Every single one of you has the ability to pray in tongues and interpret those tongues. And not only that, but you need to do that. If you haven't been doing it up until tonight, start right now. Just make it a habit in your life. If you haven't been praying in other tongues with the intent of interpreting, then you need to start doing that right now. Everybody just stand up. Just stand up in this place. You need to pray in tongues with the intent of interpreting, because the Lord wants to speak to you, reveal to you things. The Holy Ghost wants to reveal to you things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's just pray another few seconds, few minutes here in the Holy Ghost, and let the Holy Ghost speak to you. Pray and release your faith. Pray. And I'm telling you, sometimes you need to, on purpose, just get away from just saying, come, for 30 minutes. And begin to let new tongues and new syllables come out. The same way when you first spoke in tongues and you begin to speak it out by faith, and you released your faith, and by faith new syllables came, you need to continue to grow in your prayer language. You need to continue to grow and by faith speak new syllables and get out of the rut of just come for 1 hour. I mean, your tongues can get better than that. And the more specific and Holy Ghost led you get, you'll be able to pray out things in the Spirit and begin to know, this is what I need to do for Pastor. This is what I need to do for the church. And your prayer life will begin to take on a life of its own. And the Holy Ghost will speak to you and show you things. So I just release that. I stir up your faith right now. 1 Corinthians 14:13. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, that you pray in tongues, that you may interpret, that mysteries are revealed to you by the Spirit of God. You have answers. You know what to do. You're led by the Holy Ghost. and it brings life to your prayer life, and you just bring greater anointing, and you bring and add life to this church greater than ever before. Hallelujah. Kora, my son. So just pray in the Spirit right now. Rebo so coromos and camalambre de sin camaranda mala serroco sanredea. Rama mama, I stir you up right now. I stir you up right now. Comalambre nebosa, can I stir you up right now to hear from God? I stir you up right now. As you hear from the Holy Spirit, the anointing on your life increases. The anointing in this place increases as you hear from the Holy Ghost, as you interpret what He is speaking to you. And this is the interpreting what the Lord is speaking to you. We're not necessarily giving out a license to go and prophesy and lay hands on everybody. You do that under leadership. But this is interpretation, what the Holy Ghost is speaking to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We stir it up right now. We stir it up by the Holy Ghost. Oh, bankamala renerenea rabasa krimirinininan kamala renerea. Kuna namas and kamala renera masakarenerea. Risi katerebrinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinirinir hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Roma marama kasankarandarandaria. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, we're going to take it up a notch right now. I just sense the Holy Spirit moving in a new way. Come on, we're going to take it up a notch. We're going up to another level in the Spirit right now. We're just taking it up a notch. Cool, we're pressing in a little further. We're moving it out a little deeper. We're going out a little further into what God has for us. We're speaking out things we've never dreamed before. Oh, we're speaking, we're reaching beyond ourselves. We're getting unwrapped from ourselves. Get unwrapped right now from yourself. Quit being all wrapped up in yourself. If you're wrapped up in yourself, that makes you a small package. Oh, Raboko Sitiki. But we're reaching beyond ourselves. Hallelujah, into the wisdom of God, into what He knows. Hallelujah. Thomas Edison, who invented so many things, said, "We don't know 1/1,000,000% about anything." And it's true, because God is infinite in His knowledge, His wisdom. There's so much more to know, so much more to experience than the things of God. We haven't tapped in yet. Tap into the Spirit. He's going to show you things to come. The Bible says the Holy Ghost will show you things to come as you're praying in the Spirit. You say, how did He know to do that? Because the Holy Ghost will show you what's to come. Oh, the Lord will speak to you tonight, even in dreams and in visions. He'll give you a song in the night. Come on, give me some rhythm on those drums. Give me a beat. Hallelujah. Come on. There you go. Come on. The Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Rejoice. Hallelujah. In everything, give thanks. Not in everything whine, not everything complain, but in everything give thanks. Because God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The Lord is at work for you. The Lord will fight for you. You just got to get behind Him. Let Him go before you. The Lord will be your rear reward. He'll be your rear guard. He'll be all around you. His favor will compass you like a shield. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the Spirit of the Lord speak through you tonight. Let that Spirit of the Lord allow the boldness of the Holy Ghost to rise up on the inside of you and to move forward with boldness and with power and to speak the Word of God with authority. Hallelujah. That's what you are destined to do. That's who you are. That's who you are. Lord, let us see things through the eye of faith. God, let us see things by your Spirit. Lord, let us see things the way you see them. Lord, even for a moment, just a glimpse of your glory, God, will change our lives forever. God, just that one moment of vision that will touch our hearts, that will expand us, and we'll never be the same again. We'll never go back to that place of limitations. We'll never go back to that place as our vision is expanded. Hallelujah. The Lord's just right now expanding people's vision to see things big but keep it simple. It's so simple but so big. If you need a job tonight, just receive it right now by the Holy Ghost. Receive that job. If you need a better job, receive that better job. He's passing out gifts to all who receive. Lord, we just receive everything we need, Lord, for this Easter extravaganza. Lord, right now, God, to be able to reach the lost. Lord, we receive everything that comes from you and that only comes from you. We receive the provision. Lord, we receive the workers, the help. God, the laborers that you're raising up, Lord, we receive them right now. Lord, we receive the cars that we're going to be able to give away. Lord, we receive the transportation that we're going to be able to provide for people. The extra buses, the finances for those. Lord, we would just receive it right now. The sponsors that will come to us, just as the children of Israel received the wealth of Egypt. We just receive it right now, even from secular businesses that would never normally give to a religious, true religion institution. We just receive it right now. We thank you for favor, God. Thank you, Lord, you're bringing it in. And God, we thank you too for the people that will be here. Lives touched and changed on Easter Sunday, April 5th. God, we thank you for Friendship Sunday, March 15th. God, give us favor with our friends to be able to invite people that they'll actually come. People you might have asked for years will come. That God's at work in their hearts. Family members. Just like Sherry came and sat down next to her grandmother, there's going to be people in your family come sit down next to you. And you're going to look over and say, whoa, look what the Lord has done. And you're going to have to be careful not to be upset because they start running circles around you spiritually. They get so on fire for God, they start winning more souls than you. You're going to say, thank you, Jesus. What I couldn't do in the natural, God has done in the supernatural. Praise God. Hallelujah. Pastor, I believe I've done what...
Well, let's just thank God for victory tonight. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the unquestioned, overwhelming victory. Thank you, Lord, that when we pray, God hears. God answers. Hallelujah. When we pray according to the word of God, it comes to pass. Praise God. Amen. Father, I just release faith now that